And now it's time for a new segment we are calling. We're focusing in on local science news, what's happening around the country. It's called State of Science. And the state we're talking about today is Iowa. When you say Iowa, what? Most people think of corn. But farmers there also produce the most hogs of any other state. Did you know that? And a large number of turkeys. And farmers in Iowa and the Midwest are looking into a technique called multi-species grazing. Amy Mayer is talked to a few of these farmers. She's the Harvest Public Media reporter for Iowa Public Radio. She's based out of Ames, Iowa. She joins us to fill us in on that story. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thanks for having me, Ira.
This multi-grazing species idea looks like it's sort of a back to the future idea.
That's right. I mean, it is something that was common many decades ago and certainly 100 years ago when most small farms had many kinds of livestock as well as row crops. But these days, most of our farms are more segregated. They either do just crops and one kind of animal like hogs or cows, or they just do row crops. Or out west, we have a lot of operations that are just beef cattle ranches.
Mm-hmm. So we have a clip from Will Harris, a farmer from Georgia, who was invited to Iowa to talk to farmers there about multi-species grazing. And this is what he talked about the benefits are.
Multi-species open pasture system has a higher level of animal welfare. I believe it is more regenerative for the land, and I think it benefits rural economies.
Amy, how does this benefit rural economies?
Well, in his case, when he was just a straight-up cattle rancher, he had three full-time employees. Mm-hmm. Now he raises five kinds of red meat and five kinds of poultry, and he employs 137 people. So there was serious job creation there. But also, he's got a lot of products that are now being sold locally. So those are dollars spent locally in nurturing a local business. And that's something that wasn't so much the case before. And here in the Midwest, the farmers are also thinking about local markets for the meat that they can produce and keeping all of that production and consumption in the region.
So he's had to become more of an entrepreneur and make money from a lot of different things that he's selling on the farm instead of just a monoculture.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And is this kind of thing catching on with smaller farmers?
When Will Harris came to Iowa to speak on this topic, he was here for a couple days, and there were dozens of farmers from the region, Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, Illinois, who came to hear what he had to say. I would say there are a lot of farmers right now looking for creative ways to improve their environmental impact and diversify so they're not quite so dependent on one or two commodities, and then always with an eye toward how can they continue to make money.
Mm-hmm. You talked to Wendy Johnson from a small-scale farm in Charles City, Iowa. How is this helping her out?
What she's doing is raising some organic row crops and then also raising meat chickens, eggs, hogs for pork, and sheep. And with the hogs, she'll be able to turn them loose in between crops in her crop field so that their rooting behavior, as well as their obvious fertilization, can help nurture that land. And she's also found that when she has chickens following sheep on pasture land, that both the meat chickens and the sheep will eat the things that they prefer, and that helps nurture the pasture land, and it also helps the animals have a good diet.
Yeah, because the chickens will peck on the cow droppings or whatever, the sheep droppings, and spread out the fertilizer, and everybody's happy.
Exactly. Everyone participates. Everyone wins.
All right. Amy, thank you for taking time to be with us today. Good luck on covering the farm out there. Amy Mayer is a Harvest Public Media reporter for Iowa Public Radio based out of Ames. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about renewable energy, and it's increasing in homes and appliances. They're getting smarter. You know what that means? We've got to upgrade the grid to handle all of this stuff. How do we do that? What are some of the innovative ways people are thinking of? We talk about ideas for smartening up the grid after the break. You can tweet us at SciFry, SCIFRI. Send us a tweet at SciFry if you'd like to contribute. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.